Hello?
Hello. Hi, my name is Shane. I'm calling you back from Family First Home Care. If you tried reaching us.
Okay, hang on. Let me get my book.
Sure.
Yes, I actually have called a lot, and only one person now you have gotten back to me. And you are Family First Home Care, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Okay, then. You answered my questions and stuff about having backup and the car deal. And did you try to find someone for me?
We can't start the case before we have your information, like the schedule and your Medicaid information. But once we do,
Okay.
if you're interested, then I could take your information and then we'll have staffing find you a caregiver. And you said something, you did mention about a backup. I just want to make
Yes.
sure you want us to staff a regular aide and then you want us to staff a backup as well. Two aides, two caregivers. Correct?
Like literally, say, like even today, my aide called off and I called to see if they could find someone for me, and she couldn't find no one for me.
Oh, so
She
you do have
didn't
a
find me.
caregiver, but you don't have a backup.
No, actually, next Friday is my last day with my aide that I had for months, because the agency said that they gave me 30 days notice for not being able to cover me. And then Emera Health would call them, and so you got to get her someone. So they don't want no more of it. They don't want to cover me. I went
Wow,
7 days
what
in.
the agency you're with now, they don't want to cover you?
Right.
Wow. Okay, so we could definitely help you.
Okay. So I just wanted you to know, though, I did call about six different ones. So, now, if you would have someone come out to talk with me, how long after that would I mean, I know you've got to find someone, but
Right.
when someone initially comes out to talk to me, how long would it take after our visit that I would have a caregiver?
Okay. So first, we don't usually go down to the house. Like we do usually over the phone. We could do a transfer. We could do over the phone. We call the insurance and we sign you up over the phone, online. So we don't have to
Okay.
like actually go down to your house. And then regarding staffing, again, it depends on the area and on staffing, but we can do like we can try to put you on the top of a list so we can have you staffed.
Where
I
are you
would say
located?
we're in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Yes, I got calls from you, and I know that you said you'd have, I don't think it was you, maybe somebody else from the office, but I said, no, I'm not gonna, take you because you are in Philly, even if you have people up this way. So yeah, I'm sorry. You can take me off the list.
Oh, you sure you don't want if we do it over the phone?
I'm sure.
Wow, that's interesting because we can help you, and that's a pity that just because of the location you don't want to do it. Because
Right.
we do
Well,
offer great benefits for the caregivers.
and you have
And
caregivers in Allentown?
again,
In Allentown?
in
Do
Allentown.
you? Yes, that's where I'm at.
Yes. Yes. That's correct.
Okay. All right. Can you just give me your phone number and I'll get back to you?
Yeah, sure, that's not a problem. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay, my number is 267
Okay.
551
Okay.
7427.
Okay. That's
Right? If you have any questions, let me know. You can call or text. And if anything is holding you back, let me know. We will like make sure that you're happy. And let me know if you have any questions.
Okay, and your name is?
My name is Chandel.
Chandel.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me read this phone number back. 267-551-7427.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. All right, Chandel. I'll probably get back to you, you know, either tomorrow or early next week because my...
Oh, that's not a problem. If I don't answer, I might do another call. Just give me a text and I'll get back to you.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Amazing. Have a great day.
So, bye-bye.
Bye.